time for the last of our Christmas bonus mini-episodes. We've done this story before. We've just rewritten it as a rhyming story. This one is called The Frog and the Cow. A frog was at a river. She was snacking on some flies. She heard a crashing noise nearby and looked up in surprise. She saw a cow approaching and could not believe her eyes. The frog was quite astounded by the mighty creature's size. The cow went to the water and began to have a drink.
"Impressive," said the little frog,
and she began to think.
"I wish that I could make myself much bigger than that cow."
She thought a little longer and then shouted,
"I know how! I will be the biggest of the creatures everywhere! I will be so mighty when I fill myself with air!"
She started breathing in and then began to grow and grow. And in a little while, the frog was larger than a crow. She breathed a little more, and then she filled like a balloon.
"Look at me,"
she said.
"Now I'm as big as a baboon."
As she kept on growing, she began to huff and puff.
"Almost there,"
she panted.
"But I'm still not big enough."
The cow looked at the frog and then she gave a little moo. She asked the frog, "Are you okay? What are you trying to do?"
"Just you wait,"
the froggy muttered.
"Very soon you'll see that none of all the animals will be as big as me."
Now the frog was bigger than a large orangutan.
"I can still be bigger,"
said the froggy.
"Yes, I can."
She breathed a little more and then she grew a little bigger. It wasn't long until she was as big as a gorilla. Froggy's clever plan was going perfectly until she couldn't breathe in any more because her lungs were filled. She tried to hold her breath, but then it all came bursting out. All the rushing air made Froggy wildly whiz about. Left and right and up and down and round and round and round. At last, when all the air was out, she fell down to the ground. The cow bent down and gave the little frog a friendly lick.
"My friend," she said, "that really was a very silly trick. It doesn't matter if you're big or large or thin or tall. You can do some special things although you're very small. You're good at jumping in the air. You're good at catching flies. And when your sticky tongue comes out, it's always a surprise."
"You're right," the little froggy said. "I'm not as big as you. It doesn't matter how I look, it matters what I do."
Okay, question time. Where was the frog when she heard a crashing noise? At a river. What did the frog wish when she saw the cow drinking water? wished to be bigger than the cow. How did the frog try to become bigger than the cow? By filling herself with air. What happened when the frog couldn't breathe in any more air? She started whizzing around like a balloon. What lesson did the frog learn from the cow's friendly words? It doesn't matter how big or small you are or what you look like, it matters what you do. Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.